So that, of course, that's today, Chandra. I imagine when you first saw her, that wasn't an option. Mm-hmm. What happened next?
So we started on erlotinib. I still think that erlotinib, we have much more experience with erlotinib, and there is slightly more toxicity with the afatinib. Right. So we started on erlotinib, and she got 6 months of treatment.
How did she do on the erlotinib?
She did very well.
Any there was, she did dermatologic not have, problems?
She did have a grade 1 rash, which then subsequently, after 2 months, it disappeared totally.
And what happened to the disease?
The disease initially shrank, but 6 months later, she developed increasing liver metastases.
And what was her state at that time? Was she asymptomatic or starting to become symptomatic?
She was still asymptomatic.
So I think I've heard this question before. And, you know, maybe the most common question we get from oncologists, certainly about patients with EGFR mutations, Mark, what would you be thinking about in this lady? You said she was on 6 months?
Six months.
So not so, like a gigantic response.
Relatively
and
short.
And was it a PR? Did it?
No, she did not have a PR.
But she had tumor shrinkage.
She's shrunk and then now growing in new lesions.
New lesions in the liver.
Yeah, so this is frustrating. You know, it's like the old wide world of sports, the thrill of victory. You diagnose a sensitivity mutation and then the agony of defeat. Six to 12 months later, you're dealing with progression. There are lots of issues. We would re-biopsy to kind of look at what the mechanism of resistance may be. 50% of these people have the T790M mutation. There are some directions to go in from that point of view. There are other mechanisms of resistance, MET amplification, that may take you down a different road.
So knowing that there's not one perfect option, if you had to say in general what you think you would do, what specifically would you do?
I probably would treat her with carbapemetrexed. I'd look at her brain, make sure she didn't have any brain mets. I would consider using bevacizumab in this setting, and I would give her a trial of 4 cycles of that and then reassess her at that
and
point.
And as you started this chemotherapy with bevacizumab, incidentally?
If she didn't have any contraindications,
okay. So as you started this treatment, would you be continuing the erlotinib or not?
I don't. I say we're going to put a hold on the erlotinib. We're very likely going to go back to it if you respond as sort of maintenance. But I don't think it's necessarily wrong to continue it. But what you're doing is just, even though I think we can give these TKIs with chemo, the more drugs you give, the more toxicity you have. And if I'm not sure there's a clear benefit, I'm probably going to interrupt and then go back to it afterwards.
So again, the art of oncology, what people want to know is, you know, what do you do? So I'm going to make it real quick around the table. Greg, I'm hearing carbo, PEM, Bev, if she's eligible, and hold the TKI. Is that what you would do or not?
I think one question I'd ask, how many liver metastases?
Many,
okay. My key distinction being if there's one liver metastasis, everything else is controlled, I would strongly consider a local therapy option, radiofrequency ablation, something like that, something that can buy us time till we have to make the decision.
But she also progressed elsewhere, correct?
Yeah, okay. Progressed in the lung.
Okay, so she's got plenty of liver mets.
She's got broad progression disease. I would generally continue erlotinib and add chemotherapy. Carboplatin, pemetrexed, bevacizumab is a perfectly reasonable combination to add, so that would be reasonable.
Sir?
I would keep erlotinib. I would add pemetrexed and carboplatin.